Mind the Gap, You're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. So I'm joined today by local musician Steve Malik. He's played with the Ohio Club Players, and he has a band, the Steve Malik and the Electric Flood. Tell me about yourself and your music.
Well, I've played music, and I moved here from Rhode Island a few years ago, and I've been playing with the Ohio Club Players, which is the house band at the Ohio Club. They're most weekends playing guitar and singing, you know, a good amount of the stuff there, too. I started playing guitar when I was 15 years old, when I was up in Rhode Island. Had a great band, still play with those guys every chance I get, and go up there every summer, and we're a three-piece band. Usually we'll have another guy join with us, with Dylan Butler on the drums and Kevin McIntyre on bass, and that's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, what kind of musical styling? Like, is it mostly rock or?
Yeah, I mean, it's rock and roll. That's that's what we've always done. That's what I've always done. I started learning guitar playing blues. Had a really great blues guitar teacher, Rick Harrington. That's how I got into the guitar, and always wanted to play like the old rock and roll stuff. And got into doing that with a good group of guys who were on board with that,
Is that why you came to the South? Because you like the blues so much?
Well, I came to the South because my wife was from the South. Oh. Well, I love the South, though. Well, first time I came to Arkansas, I just thought it was a beautiful place to be. I could see us living here. Was really impressed by everything it had to offer, especially here in Hot Springs. It's a great community, a lot of good people. Definitely miss back home sometimes, and like to get up there as often as I can be,
Yeah. Has Rhode Island, influenced your musical style or has the different places you lived had an impact on the type of music you played?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't think of them being totally different, at least not the music I was into, I'm sure there's other flavors, but as far as the rock and roll stuff that I've always liked and blues or whatever, there was plenty of it around in Rhode Island, and some really great people that influenced me along the way, and some really great bands up there, a lot of talent. Got to meet a lot of really great players, got to play with some great people, and I wish some of them were down here, but there's some great players here, some great talent here as well, and it's always a pleasure to play with the house band at the Ohio Club. Those guys are they're all really, really tight and great players. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it just depends. Obviously, it's a little different, right? But it's, I don't know. I really don't know how to describe the difference, right?
Yeah.
I think definitely culturally is a difference. Things are more laid back. But I don't necessarily see that in the way people play. I think music is music. There's a lot of people in the North that really play like some of the folks that originated a lot of the roots stuff that we talk about so much out of Memphis and whatnot, that look up to that stuff the same way people might around here.
So. Yeah, definitely. So how did you get that gig at the Ohio Club? How long ago have you been, how long have you been playing with them?
Yeah, so I moved here at the end of 2017, and it was pretty soon after that, within a month or two, that, or maybe it was a couple months, I don't remember exactly, that I got to play at the Ohio Club. I think I started in there on, a Monday night deal, and I was playing solo, and then that turned into Wednesday nights, which ended up being a band that I sort of worked on putting together, and now the Wednesday nights aren't there anymore, but I've moved into the house band probably about 4 years ago as the guitar player. Wasn't a full 4 years. We had a lot of time that we missed there, but it's been great, though.
Yeah, so I know the Ohio Club just got a new owner. Are they keeping you on there, same band?
Yeah, so Sadiq and Jeannie, they're great to work with. They seem to really enjoy what we've been doing. Seem like great folks to work with. You know, I know they've got I know it's their business now, and it seems like that they're keeping everything pretty well intact so far. But you know, they're gonna do what they've got envisioned. I don't know what exactly that'll be. Maybe things will change a little bit. I'm certainly open to change. You know, and I support anytime somebody's managing a business that you know, that's their ability to do what they want to do, what they best see fit for the business. And for Sadiq and Jeannie, definitely support their vision for the club, whatever that is, however I fit into that. Seems like everything's pretty well intact for now, and they seem like they really enjoy what we do. But yeah, like I said, I support change. I think we may see some of that, we may not, but they've been great to work with. So,
hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.
So tell me about your other band, and do you just play guitar and sing, or do you also dabble in other instruments? Or
yeah, I mean, I've played played the guitar. I used to play the banjo a little bit, played keyboards a little bit, but really the only instrument you probably want to hear me play is the guitar.
Yeah.
I play the electric guitar. I play the slide on it a lot. I love the slide. I got into that a few years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a lot of fun, and that was an interesting challenge. It was almost like learning a new instrument. You know, I really dove into that pretty deep. You know, and as a singer, there's always things to learn, and you know, playing solo, I think, helps me to work on that a little bit. It's definitely a quieter environment to practice, and a lot of times in front of an audience, and you know, you get to play around with everything from the timing to the song selections. You know, you don't have to worry about tripping anybody else up when you're playing solo. So I always think of that as a really great way to try to improve, you know, in different ways, singing, and then, you know, playing with whatever band or whoever I'm playing with, you know, playing guitar in the opposite situation where you've got somebody else or a group of people holding it down, where you're able to explore a little bit. I always like to try to challenge myself not to do things the same way over and over, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, definitely. So tell me your influences, like some of your favorite bands, some of your favorite musicians that you try to emulate.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them. I love most of the old classic rock stuff, you know, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, or Neil Young and Crazy Horse, you know, any of that stuff, Eric Clapton, you know.
Oh, definitely.
And I like to take things about certain players that I really like. You know, sometimes there's something really cool about the way something might have been done on a particular song or whatever, and I'll try to incorporate that a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I try to, whenever I'm playing, you know, some of those great artists, I try to capture what it is that they're doing so well that's made those records so timeless, but at the same time try to capture some of that energy and originality that they had. You know, even if you're doing one of their songs, or if you're doing one of your own, just trying to keep it fresh in a way and keep looking at it with a bit of a new perspective while trying to maintain what it is that everybody really appreciates about it.
Yeah.
And you see some of these great artists that do that so well. Like, you go see ZZ Top today, songs are more or less the same. None of those licks are the same. You know, none of those, you know, or a lot of these bands, you know, it's still fresh. You hear it. It still sounds like you're hearing it for the first time, especially when you see it recreated that way. So that's what I try to do, you know, when I play.
Now, tell me, like, your mix. Do you do more originals than covers, or do you do more covers, or is it 50-50? Like, tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, down here I pretty much do all covers. sometimes when I play solo, I might throw a couple songs out there that I've written. But, you know, with my band up in Rhode Island, we had an album. We had a second one pretty well underway that we didn't record fully, but we've got, you know, we'll usually pull a good handful of those out a night, and we've kind of got different little pieces that we put together, you know, that we mix in and segue stuff together, and
yeah,
we
definitely.
Just played together for so long. There's really a good cohesiveness with those guys that we have.
Now, can people find your music online anywhere, like a website or social media?
Well, yeah, you can look me up on YouTube. Just put in my name, Steve Malek, M-A-L-E-C, or follow me on Facebook, probably the best way. I've got a few pages on there, one for Steve Malek and the Electric Flood, you know, and I think I've got another one as a page for myself, and you know, you can just add me on there as a friend if you'd like, you know.
Yeah. So what's next for Steve Malek?
Well, I'm not really sure. You know, I have to keep you posted on that. You know, I know I've got some things planned with the Electric Flood this summer. I'll be up in Rhode Island for a few weeks. I'm really looking forward to that, hoping to do some different things there with them and try to come up with maybe some new music there, you know, and have some fun playing some of our stomping grounds there. You know, Katie's Tavern is a place we always look forward to playing and still do every chance we get up there. That's something that's definitely circled on my calendar, you know. And then the house band, it's hard to set a real long-term goal. You know, I feel like we do everything every week, and we're always looking to make small gains every time I go up there, right, and trying to make things a little bit better. Probably need some time to think about a holistic view on that, but I think everything's going pretty good there. As far as going forward, you know, eventually I would like to get back to writing some more songs and get back to probably fronting a band at some point, you know, maybe seeing if those guys will come down here a little bit more, or maybe seeing if there isn't something I can put together down the road, you know, nothing right away, but we'll see what happens there with that, you know.
Yeah, right on. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap things up?
I think that's about all. I hope we covered everything.
Well, I want to thank Steve Malek for coming today, and if you get a chance, go see him at the Ohio Club. He'll be up on the stage playing his guitar and singing.
Yeah, I'll be up there with the band, with Mike Lovelady, Byron Yancey, Billy Hoover, and Donna Petty. And, yep, we'll be up there most Fridays and Saturday nights from 8 p.m. to 12.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thank you.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.